Friday night, hour three already, another weekend here. Erica and yours truly, another effort to update all of you around the world to the best of our ability with the best information we can bring forward. Something very interesting to start the hour tonight. We'll get to that in just a moment. Hi, Erica. Welcome back.
Hi, Jeff. Good evening. Good to be back.
It's interesting how some people were able to, I won't say prophesy, predict, how some people were able to see clearly, because of their position in industry, exactly where this was going. And the first video we're going to play and talk about is from a man in exactly that position. Vodafone, V-O-D-A, is one of the larger telecoms involved with the whole cellular industry. It's a big business. They have 5G, 4G, 3G, they have service platforms and actual phones and things. The former boss, the president of Vodafone, blew the whistle on 5G and COVID-19. But when he blew that whistle is one of the more interesting parts of this. Tell us a little bit more about this, just a little, and we'll jump into it.
Yeah, so this individual made a video early on in the pandemic, scamdemic, about the connection between what they were doing with this 5G network and what they were calling a scary virus coming out of China. And he contended at the time that the devastation from the 5G frequencies that were going to be incurred by the human population was going to be covered up by saying it was a virus. And, you know, it appears he was right, at least initially. This, it was a good cover for people in these major cities where they were rolling out 5G and these people were suffering. According to the autopsies, it looked more like radiation damage rather than a viral infection.
And you've made that point, you've made that point several times in the preceding 5 or 6 months that this does mirror radiation damage to a degree, which is very interesting.
Yeah, we talked about that quite a bit last summer, particularly when La Quinta Columna came out with their findings of the graphene oxide and many of the vials they had looked at. And that does make sense because the graphene will amplify, absorb and amplify these frequencies. And when autopsies are done, if you can manage to get an autopsy done, quite often the damage looks more like somebody who's been poisoned with radiation. I mean, they're cooked.
Cooked from the inside out.
Yeah.
Anything new on that autopsy front? That's very interesting because we finally got, just recently, 70-some autopsies done on vaxxed people in Germany and found out a lot of very interesting material.
Well, I think we've got two things going on now. It started, we could say, with the rollout of the 5G and what looked to be people suffering from a virus. But that was the cover to get people to take a vaccine. And so whatever's in these vaccines now, I have to think it is the spike, because they've now found the spike doing damage in people.
Right.
And, it has been confirmed in these autopsies. But the spike is a curious thing, because the spike will adsorb both graphene and iron oxide nanoparticles. So possibly some purpose of having people produce spike protein is to enable their bodies to absorb more graphene and iron oxide nanoparticles so that they're more susceptible to the 5G frequencies. And they just cook themselves a little bit faster when they're in those that environment.
It's really fascinating when one thinks about this. There are so many different ways to try to appraise the potential for human devastation with these bioweapon injections, which is what they are. Don't let anyone use the word vaccine. You really should challenge everyone and say,
yep,
this is not a vaccine. It just is not.
And it's not even close.
No. We've given you the data here. You know it's not. So this gentleman, 5G, he knew all about it. How old is this video? Is it 2 years?
It's, I think the first I saw was March of 2020, so we're coming up on 2 years.
2 years, yeah, 2 years. So what we're going to do is roll this video, and I'm not going to play the whole thing, but it is available in Guests under our names there. You'll see it, and if you want to look at the whole thing, fine. It gets into a bit of a religious stance toward the end. We're interested pretty much in the science, so probably play the first 50-60% of it anyway. But I want you to hear this. Anything you want to add before we jump in?
No, it's a great video. I just want to say that anybody that was mentioning this connection early on was very quickly silenced. So that may tell you something.
Mocked and silenced, no question about that. They were just shut down. So here we go. This gentleman, we have not heard from him since. His voice is not familiar to me. But he did speak very eloquently, very clearly about what he saw coming. And this, again, 2 years old as of next month. So just keep that in mind as you're listening. It's fascinating.
The head of the largest business unit at Vodafone, their headquarters in Newbury, between 2013 through to 2015. I was privy to a number of the new technologies that were coming down the pipe that was going to be implemented, namely the Internet of Things, and secondly, the 5G technology. I knew a long time ago that 5G was dangerous, but I didn't understand the correlation with the coronavirus, which I now do, and I want to be able to explain that to you. So what is happening? There is a deliberate strategy to roll out 5G, which is the fifth generation internet radio spectrum frequencies that enable mobile phones, smartphones, and all devices to function on a much faster processing ability. And with the introduction of AI and artificial intelligence and the Internet of Things, where all devices will be connected, so whether it's your car, whether it's your phone, whether it's your refrigerator, whether it's your electricity in your house, it's all going to be on a smart grid, effectively a type of matrix, unfortunately. Sorry to use that term. So what is happening is that this technology has to be rolled out globally. My company that I used to work for, as they're running their largest worldwide business unit, is Vodafone. Vodafone are in partnership with Huawei or Huawei, whatever you call them, a Chinese telecoms company. And they have been rolling out systematic 5G implementation in multiple locations. What's the relevance? The frequency that they're using, and I also ran a telecoms company back in 2010 through to 2013-14, some of you will be aware, that specialized in radio spectrum, this is the ability to take external signals from satellites into buildings, and so that the frequency that you experience in power on your phone is the same in the building as it is outside of the building. When mobile networks were created initially, they thought people will be on the road all the time, hence why they were called mobile phones. But actually what happened is that people used their mobile phones in buildings, and the signal wasn't strong enough to penetrate buildings. That's called radio spectrum. And they're different megahertz frequencies, etc. So the 5G frequency is a very high frequency, very, very, very high frequency. It is just below the classification of a weapon, and I'll tell you why. The frequency that they're using, which is 10 times faster than 4G, unfortunately, when it comes into connection with human bodies, causes cell poisoning. Cell poisoning.
All right, very important. He's not equivocating here at all. He's laying it out. 5G causes cell poisoning. Now, many of you are under the impression, well, probably not many of you because you listen to this program, but the big 5G rollout was, what, a week ago, something, I forget.
Probably a couple weeks now.
Yeah. But most people thought that, gee, somebody threw a big switch somewhere and we were all being drowned in 5G. Not the case. Verizon reports that they expect to have 5G service fully available to about 75 million people by the end of the year in the U.S. Just to keep you up to date, I don't know if Elon Musk's Starlink grid is going to be spewing 5G on us before then, or already is. Do you know anything about that, Erica?
I know that people are signing up for the Starlink service for their home internet.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, I mean, obviously they've got some kind of a receiver that they're going to bring in their homes. And
they do. I've seen images of it. All right. Okay, very good. So the point here is that 5G is not coast-to-coast and worldwide yet, but it is certainly on the way.
Our bodies try to fight the radiation that is in the form of cell poisoning because of this frequency. It is effectively radiation. And what happens is our bodies kick out the toxicity or toxins with some proteins and some DNA, RNA from our cells in the form of a chemical which is called a virus. So most diseases are excretions from cells that we are trying to pull out of our body or push out of our body. And it will head towards orifices to be excreted or expunged out of our body. So our noses or our mouths. So you can understand the picture I'm painting.
I've got to stop again here. Do you agree or disagree with that characterization of at least some viruses being formed by cells excreting or being forced to excrete various particles and well, some of the components therein? Is that how viruses are formed?
In part. I mean, a virus is just RNA, DNA, it's genetic material. What's being excreted from the cells is mostly pieces of RNA, which coincidentally that's what they're testing you for with this PCR thing. Just you know, a segment of nucleic acids. Mm-hmm. But it's the instructions that when it leaves the cells that have been damaged, they can go elsewhere and communicate to other cells what's happening or leave the body and alert other organisms in the area as to what's happening. They're forms of cellular communication that induce repair and also, well, I would just say repair. I mean, it is a sign of toxicity, and it's mostly just bits of RNA. Now, a difference between a viable virus would be that the virus can replicate itself, and it produces foreign proteins. So there's both.
Okay, very good. All right, here we go.
Happening, sorry for the detail, but this is going to take a bit of time. What is happening is that 5G, the frequency and the power, which is 10 times more powerful than 4G, is reacting adversely with human cells, causing cells in our bodies to be poisoned, toxic, and our natural defense mechanism is pushing out that toxicity in the form of a virus. So what you're seeing is not coronavirus per se, you're seeing cell poisoning manifesting with fluids, chemicals, viruses that the body is trying to dispose of because it's harmful to its physical body. So all that's occurring around the world, and I hear your minds thinking, well, how can that be, Pastor? But I'll explain in a moment. All that's occurring in the world is a reaction to human bodies to the electrification of the universe through 5G satellites, 5G towers, 5G cells that are being populated in major cities around the world. So this is what is causing this pandemic. So sorry to say, second point, this is the largest global cover-up in history for the impact on human beings based on technological advancements. I hope that makes sense. I don't have time to quantify that. I will give you further information in a moment. So what is happening is not the coronavirus. It is a virus that is being produced by cell poisoning. And therefore, the virus that we have is really a measure or indication of our cells excreting toxins. This is what's killing people. So let me give you some facts that will hopefully make this compelling. So one of the first cities that Vodafone, Highway, and some of the other technology companies rolled out the ubiquitous blanket 5G, guess where it was? Wuhan, China, where this coronavirus was supposedly meant to start in some fish market. That is complete nonsense. It started as a result of radioactive or radio frequencies at a high level creating radiation that was toxic to cells. And that's why people were falling over, dying in the streets, etc. So they've tried to cover it up. So because it has a flu-type characteristics, they are using coronavirus to try and hide the fact that people are dying from the 5G frequency. So let me just explain. Other major cities that rolled this out, it takes 6 months for this to impact your physical body. So last year, obviously Wuhan was the first city. Then Spain rolled out 5G. Italy rolled out 5G. So you're seeing an uncommon level of fatalities because of the level of 5G penetration in these countries. Italy has had more fatalities than any other country because it is densely populated with 5G and the older generation doesn't have the immune system to fight against it. Let me move on because of time. So Italy has rolled it out. Spain has rolled it out. Most major cities have rolled it out around the world and countries. London is one of the biggest CCTV centers and obviously they're in the process of rolling out more 5G. What is the relevance of all of this? The relevance is the coronavirus is not what's killing people. It is clearly, categorically, unequivocally, and scientifically proven that the radio frequencies that we are being exposed to is what is killing the people. Why are they allowing it? Because of multiple agendas, but primarily because 5G is the only network with the speed to handle the future. And where we're going rapidly is a world run by AI, artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, where everything's interconnected on the internet, a new global currency that's coming out, hence why I've been pushing what I've been pushing for the last 5 years in Africa with our own digital currency to combat what was coming. In addition to that, there will be driverless cars. There'll be a number of different things that basically need to run on 5G. So they cannot reverse the implementation of this technology. And they're happy for it to the sacrifice to be millions of lives around the world.
Now, keep in mind that 2 years ago, 5G was not anywhere close to being available as it is now. We're talking 4G or 4G plus. And there was a lot of 3G. That's pretty well been discontinued, I understand, in most areas. But what this guy is saying is what actually happened. He is forecasting the future 2 years ago, which is very interesting to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that strikes you about this that would be suspicious? I mean, how did he get to the point where he was allowed to do this? Or I wonder if he just went off and did. We don't know. This is 2 years old. But the accuracy of his forecasting is extraordinary. And that's not to discount spike protein for a second. His point is very well taken. Yeah.
There was that paper also that was written by sort of a team of Russians, University of Moscow, that was published June of 2020. And they've tried to retract it. I guess the publication was formally retracted, but you can still see it. I think I've sent it to you. But it was basically saying the same thing, that you can induce what appears to be virus or RNA, virus-like particles, by subjecting, in this case, they used skin cells, to these 5G frequencies. So there's, you know, evidence to support what they're saying.
I would bet that 4G, 4G plus would also be able to do it. Even though they're 10 times slower, it might take longer, but I think that the effect would be ultimately similar. All right, Let's go back to our little video here.
Just to prove the point further, the cruise ships were installed with 5G. So the people that were quarantined on the cruise ships, they were cruise ships that had 5G, and that's why the people were getting sick. hospitals have 5G, major cities have 5G, airports have 5G. So these are places where people will automatically get sick if they're exposed to the inordinate levels of radiation through radio spectrum poisoning. Okay, so let me move on. We've had three pandemics in the last 120 years. The first pandemic was in 1918, which was called the Spanish flu pandemic. This was when they implemented radio waves globally and increased the electrification of our universe. Guess what happens? Millions of people died 6 months later with a pandemic they called the Spanish flu pandemic. Roll on a number of years. World War II, just after that, another pandemic, which was the implementation of radar equipment globally. Satellites went up, a myriad, a plethora of different satellites went up into what they call is the Van Allen belt, basically where they store and send satellites. So when that was implemented, again, there was a number of deaths from the pandemic. The last major pandemic was in 1968, which was called the Hong Kong flu. Guess what they did then? They rolled out another level of satellite penetration in the Van Allen belt, over 100,000 satellites that were transmitting radar signals, radar field in the cosmic field, basically. So these were satellites that were pushing telecommunications and radar communication. So we had radio waves first at the beginning of the century, and then they implemented radar equipment and telecommunication satellites. These caused pandemics that killed multiple millions of people, and the last one was in 1968. So guess what's happening now? They've rolled out 5G, and this is impacting people's lives, killing people around the world, and they're covering it up in the name of coronavirus. So that is a fact. Please go and do your study 5G, the implications of the implementation. Just to help you further, one of the countries, which is a huge country that has millions of people, huge country with cold weather, Russia, has had no fatalities in the area of coronavirus. Why? Because they have not implemented 5G on a public use yet. They've only implemented it for exclusive use by the military. Hence why they've had no fatalities. Just to prove the point further, you're seeing in the news now that people without underlying health issues or compromised immune systems are falling sick and dying of corona. That makes no sense that the young are dying. The reason they are dying, the facts are, the truth is, that the radiation does not compromise, has no prejudice. Young or old, you will succumb to the power of radiation. Okay, so this is the fact of what's really occurring. This is part of their strategy because of the importance of 5G, and this is a global phenomenon that cannot be reversed.
Okay, a number of things. One, this is 2 years ago. This is before we knew, or at least we knew what we know now, which is not everything, about what the ingredients in these bioweapons, in fact, are. We don't know exactly how they interact with 4G, 3G, 5G, but there is obviously the potential with the graphene oxide in there to pick up these radiation surges, pulsed waves, which have an extraordinary bandwidth, by the way, and turn them into generation stations of damage within the body, working in sync one way or another with spike, perhaps with other things that we don't even know because the ingredients list and the patents is not and are not complete. I don't care which manufacturer you go to, they have proprietary ingredients, and they're allowed to keep them secret. So the point here is, here's a professional with Vodafone. He's talking about 5G, which has not rolled out 2 years ago like it is now. And like it is now, it bears no resemblance to how it'll be in another 2 years if we last that long. So I don't know. Erica, what do you think?
Yeah, that's you're exactly right. I mean, these frequencies are not compatible with life.
No.
So I don't know where they're going with this. I mean, is it just going to be survival of the fittest, or I don't know.
Well, remember 125 years ago, just to round it off, around 1899, whatever, 1900, there were no measurable EMF in the spectrum on the planet. We didn't have it. Now, maybe Nikola Tesla was playing around with it. Yeah, okay. But the only EMF we really had was from lightning and from the sun. And now look what we have. We're all living in a fishbowl, a little thimble, which is being penetrated around the clock with all manner of EMF. And I will again say, and I am not a scientist like Erica, that the electric grid is more than capable of carrying any electromagnetic frequency that you want it to carry and to disperse it anywhere there are electric lines and wires. That's another way to do this. It doesn't have to come from a cell tower. So that's my take.
Yep, you're right.
All right, let's go back and listen a little bit more to this. We've got other things we need to do real quick. I'll give it a couple more minutes, then we've got to move.
This point. So please understand, a lot more information I could give you. 17 minutes thus far. I wish I could give you more just on that. But trust me, do some research. There's some scholarly articles out there on the impact of there's like the Boston Health group that investigated contagions, and they basically said that the...
Okay. All right. That's enough. It goes on. If you want to watch it, it's there for you. And guess you can find it. Look at it. It's a former Vodafone boss blows whistle on 5G and COVID. The linkage between all of this is still a little bit murky, but it's there and it's becoming more and more in focus. Go ahead.
You might want to play just a few more minutes, because I think he does mention very quickly here soon that the tie-in with the vaccine and the testing.
Oh, okay. All right. Hold on. I'm going to have to pull back here and pick it back up. So there is a lot going on here, again, that we really aren't privy to. So to get a glimpse 2 years ago at what one of the big time professionals was saying is pretty interesting. So I'm loading here on BitChute.
Okay.
BitChute will do that. Now we have another video coming up a little later, Richie from Boston, which is, you don't want to miss that. Very interesting. In fact, I put it up at the top of the homepage for you. And we're going to talk about Novavax in just a couple minutes after we get to the point that you mentioned here. For our listeners, Novavax is due out when?
Oh, probably any day now. I think they got the green light from the FDA for their emergency use authorization. And I believe it's already approved in the UK.
I wonder how they presented their EUA application. On what grounds? Like, we don't have enough clot shots out there yet? Something like that?
Yeah, right, well, let's try another one.
I was the head of...
All right, let's jump back here. Let me pull forward.
...virus, because they want to cover up the fact that millions of people will die from the excessive radio frequency radiation. So basically that's what's occurring, unfortunately. So where is this going? Why are they doing this? We know the technological reasons for it. They need a robust, scalable, fast, capable internet that can handle the petadata of information about all of your movements, all of your journeys, all of your banking transactions, your identification, all the CCTV cameras around the world, etc., because they need visibility in what everyone's doing. But the primary reason beyond that, what they're doing, which is luciferic and satanic, sorry to be honest, to use that term, but what is happening is that they are implementing three new strategies. One, vaccines. So the vaccines have in it toxins. You know, one of the things about vaccines, they give you the actual disease to see how the body's immune system will fight and combat the disease. So they give you the disease. But in that vaccine will consist of chemicals that light you up effectively to respond even more powerfully to the signals. So a bit like chemotherapy or radiotherapy, but what they inject in your system enables the cells to be destroyed. that vaccine will consist of a substance that will enable the frequency of 5G to be more effective in creating more fatality. So what you're seeing around the world is that they're buying time to build capacity for the hospitals, for the warehouses, and all the places they're going to convert into huge mortuaries, effectively, sorry to be honest with you, to house the millions of people that are going to die from what is happening. So God has a plan. There is a plan. So let me just quickly throw that up now in case people are starting to worry. God has not given us a spirit of fear, power, and love, and of a sound mind. No weapon formed against us can prosper. So please know that this is a weapon that has been formed, but it shall not prosper against God's people. And I'll tell you why in a moment. So these are some of the things. Now, you may or may not be aware that we are electromagnetic beings. I know that sounds a bit weird. It's not new agey. I've studied it scientifically. We have electric circuits. Our nervous system is really a complex network of wiring that our masterful creator created us to have. So brain signals, synapse signals, information that travels up and down the body that tells you to move, to sneeze, to whatever, to fight disease. This is created by electrical circuitry that's in our body. The electrical circuitry then creates chemistry or chemicals, different types of chemicals that we react to when we eat and when we do different things, subject to us being exposed to light and different things. And so we are predominantly water. And then there's obviously the physical mass of the body that houses everything. But ultimately, we are an electric circuit. So we react to frequencies. We respond to vibrations. We respond to energy. So electromagnetic energy, I haven't got time to deal with it, but basically includes gamma rays, X-rays, hence why when they do X-rays, they have to stand behind certain screens. There is infrared. There is all sorts of different kinds of electromagnetic energy that is just visible. One of the other visible is light, ultraviolet light and visible light. So that's one part of energy. The other part is charged particles, and I won't get into that, but that's protons and all sorts of electrons and all sorts of different things that run about our universe, and we are given the capacity by God to be able to cope with these natural forces of energy running around the various solar system and into the Van Allen belt and around the world. What's the relevance? So frequencies affect our sense of well-being. And one of the things I'll tell you in another conversation after this is how can we combat, because all of us emit frequencies. Our heart, I did a teaching on this about the electromagnetic power of our heart and mind. That we do emit frequencies. We don't use those terms in Bible terms, but might, power, anointing, fire of God, spirit, all of these things can be scientifically proven as electrification of our beings. Either we generate it or atmospheres affect us. That's when we get together and have corporate worship and prayer. There's a level of spiritual energy. We call that the Holy Ghost. But
okay, do we get it?
We got it.
Okay. Is that what you wanted to hear?
Yeah, they did it. He did at some point mention the testing as well, that we're going to use the Schwabs to implant the virus.
He certainly did, and if any of you have seen any of the new editions of the Schwabs, you'll know that the tip is no longer nice, soft cotton. It's rather like a plastic bristle. And it is designed to do one thing, and that's to abrade the mucous membrane and deposit, obviously, things that are on those Schwabs into the body. That's how they're doing it. We think they're actually inoculating people, maybe with the actual bioweapon itself. We don't know, but something
yeah,
is
that,
being
well,
put into
the
body. Yeah,
that was his implication, that yes, that's... I mean, they've got access to, you know, an area of the body that's extremely close to the brain.
Right there. Yep.
So just remember, you can do everything with frequency that you can do with drugs. I mean, it does really come down to frequency. Now, you know, if you've got graphene and iron oxide nanoparticles coursing through your body courtesy of a spike protein, I just shudder to think when these 5G frequencies become pervasive.
I think you can understand it. We can't diagram it on a big whiteboard for you, but the connectivity is there. It's obvious that this is, none of this is random. It's all thought out, planned, tested, and it has been deployed. Okay? All right. So let's go, and you want to talk about Novavax a little bit here? Then we'll get to the Richie tape.
Sure.
What do you
want to
do?
Okay. Just to review, I mean, this is going to be the new kid on the block. And, you know, people are, I don't know who, if people are still being forced to get these vaccines, but you might want to think twice. I mean, yes, it's less toxic than these mRNA or adenoviral vectored vaccines because they don't, the Novavax will not cause your body to produce spike protein. There's no RNA or DNA in it to corrupt your genetic expression. What it is, it's just a protein subunit. It's been grown in moth cells and then harvested from the moth cells, purified.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the spike protein. It's a, you know, just a carbon copy of a spike protein, and attached to what they're using as a delivery system is something called Matrix M, which is a saponin from the soap bark tree. And they're implying that because it comes from a tree, it's natural, but when you understand what it does when it's injected, it acts like somewhat of a detergent.
Mm-hmm.
And it will cause the cells that it comes into contact with, primarily your red blood cells, to explode.
Surfactant.
And it gets the attention of,
to speak. Mm-hmm.
Surfactant, yeah. So it gets the attention of the immune system. The immune system rushes to the site of damage, and then it sees the spike protein and begins reacting to it, and presumably produces a protective antibody response. That might sound good. And it might, you know, in another case of a virus, might be actually beneficial. But we have to remember, too, that every single vaccine that they came up with in the last 20 years for a coronavirus that was based on antibody response ended up being deadly. The animals would produce copious amounts of antibodies, and it would appear that they had good protection against a future infection. But what would happen is those antibodies during a future infection would exacerbate it and allow the virus to spread further and deeper into the body than it normally would. So the antibodies, this is what they call antibody-dependent disease enhancement. They're not beneficial. These antibodies are not beneficial. They do not neutralize the virus. They actually enhance it. So that's one issue. The second issue is the spike protein itself is, because of the proteins in it, there are many proteins or peptide sequences in the spike protein that are exactly like proteins in the human body. And what happens when you start generating antibodies to the spike protein, you are invariably generating antibodies to many, many self proteins. And several of those have to do with components in your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Several of those have to do with proteins in your blood. Several of those have to do with proteins in your central nervous system. So, and that's what they believe long-haul COVID actually is. It's really an autoimmune disorder that comes about from the body responding to these very toxic viral proteins. And the spike protein is probably the most toxic portion of the virus, and that's what you're going to inject yourself with if you take a Novavax. So I would seriously think twice about that. Yes, it's safer than an mRNA or an adenovirus vector vaccine, which is not really a vaccine, but it still it has inherent problems with it. And there's no long-term safety data.
It will not protect you against a...
No, you're really better off. I mean, this disease, this infection, this virus, has a 99.9% recovery rate.
Plus, yeah, that's crazy.
There's no need for a vaccine.
No, this isn't. No. Just think like this. We've suggested this. No more needles. You don't need needles. You don't need needles for health, for wellness. You don't need needles. All right. I'm going to jump into this. I want to make sure we can get it in. It's eight minutes long. Richie from Boston. He's got two women that he's interspersed into his 8-minute video. I think the message is quite clear. I put it up at the top of the homepage to make it easier for you to find it. And if you've listened to this program at all, you know how many times I've said this. We've said this over and over. They are in total control and will not be stopped. They have so many things on the shelf, freeze-dried viruses, freeze-dried organisms, anything you can think of, they have. Don't be fooled when they drop their now obviously tiring COVID narrative. You're seeing fragmentation already. Well, England dropped all of its mask mandates and everything else. Why can't we? So they're using this to further sow chaos. Okay? They have dozens more things just waiting. Here's Richie from Boston.
I am in a garage in Virginia, and it is raining out like you read about. But I'm swapping everything from my truck to the new truck. And then I plan to head west after that, if that's even a thing. I was checking my emails, and a subscriber named Jen from Vermont, she used to be a nun. Like, she gave her entire life to God and realized things weren't right. She just sent me this video, and I want you to see this video because these women will explain to you exactly what I've been trying to explain to you, but people just think I'm a doomsayer, and I want the end of the world to come. Or the end of the world for us, I should say. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of the road for a lot of people, and it's already happened. I mean, a lot of people have already died from this, but listen to these ladies, and I think they'll explain to you exactly what I've been trying to explain to you. So here we go.
A very important thing we have to add here.
Yes.
It's even when this COVID narrative stops because of the mass demonstrations and people think that they won, please realize that it's still part of their narrative. It's still part of their plan.
Yeah.
It doesn't end when the COVID story ends.
No.
Because their plan is world dominance, and they have a lot of plans ready. And it's step by step, you know. This COVID, they cannot hold up the story much longer.
No.
So they will let it go, and they will change their puppets for other puppets.
Yeah.
And they will just continue, because they still have time. They have two more decades, three more decades to go. So yeah. Enjoy when it's over and have a party, but it doesn't stop there. You have to be very careful. Watch who is standing up, who is promising what, and you'll just see that the story continues. And that's something that we already right now have to send into the world. Be careful. It doesn't stop here. Their plan is a plan of ages.
And of grand magnitude.
They will not stop it because of we stopped the COVID narrative.
No. They'll come up with the next one. Could be a meteorite hitting Earth or an alien invasion. Could be anything.
Could be
anything.
Could be mosquitoes.
Yes.
It could be anything. So please be aware. At the moment fear comes in, people stop thinking straight.
Yeah.
And that's the moment that you have to start thinking straight and unravel unravel the logic, or the logic that's not there.
Yeah.
So these women are talking about exactly what I've been kind of trying to talk to you about. But here's the deal. The next stage will be people dying of poisoning or something like that, that gets people to continue to take the vaccine. The vaccine is absolutely everything. And so many people have already taken the vaccine. They'll continue to take vaccines because they're invested. They're never going to back up on that. They're never going to say, wow, those idiots on YouTube were completely right. 2 years before the vaccine, a year before the vaccine, 6 months before the vaccine, when the vaccine was here. They are too emotionally invested. They'll never let go of that narrative. For the rest of the people that won't take the vaccine, etc., they're going to show you bodies one way or the other. They're going to show you something that causes you to have to take the vaccine. And it's not over. This isn't over. We didn't win. There's protests and such going on, but that's okay. Regular people that I meet every day aren't talking about the protest. The only people that know about it are us on social media, and we're a small, small percentage. Do you see what I'm saying?
And one of our fears is that if we do win, and we celebrate our victory, or when we think we won, somebody will step forward. And there will be elections, and we will all choose this savior. And that is a great concern of ours, because when you look at the prodigals of Zion, that is exactly what they want. It's exactly what they have in mind for us. Watch it again, part four of the sequel. Prodigals of Zion, very, very important to understand where it ends for them, what their plan is all about. And they want us to believe that we win. They want us to believe that we have victory, that all the governments will fall, which will, absolutely, I mean, you know, in Europe, they can't, I mean, Biden too, and Trudeau as well. I mean,
maybe Biden,
they will
even
fall.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, could be tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, they will fall. And people will celebrate. They go out in the street and they'll celebrate. But look at the prodigals of Zion, because what they want you to do is celebrate and then call for the next grand election, and they will give you the final election.
Nobody that can do anything for real on this earth can be elected. So remember that. Now, if you don't know what they're talking about, the protocols of Zion, the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, I've uploaded many times over the years, and I'll leave a link below so you can check it out. But their plan's been going on forever. But the only thing that I didn't hear these two women say, and maybe they will say it, I don't know, whatever their next plan is, because they knew we were going to protest. They're not idiots. Like, this will go perfectly. They knew. They gave us plenty of time to think about it. They left all the information in the world up so you could see that this thing has a recovery rate of 97 point or 99 point. You know what I mean? It's not a killer disease. No one should have ever taken a vaccine, but people do what they're told. And they'll never back up from that. So they've already got those people in their pocket. More than half the world's been vaccinated by now, at least once, twice, three times. You see what I'm saying? And everybody by now has a family member that's succumbed one way or another. I know I did. Do you know what I mean? But elections, none of that's going to happen. The only way that anyone's going to keep moving forward is to hook up with your community, hook up with people, hand to hand, and just live it till the wheels fall off. Do not stay attached to this world, because it's coming undone. We're watching it. We've been watching it. This is like 9/11 in slow motion the entire time. You see what I'm saying? So there, as they say, is that.
And Marcelo, what will happen is that there will be a savior that will step forward and who will say, I will make everything better. I will be the voice of the people, and it will be something that everybody trusts. So be on the alert. And we keep saying, suppose it was me, you know, I step forward and I'm going to say, you know, well, follow me. I'm going to give you a beautiful new world. Drop me like a fucking brick. All right? If it's Trump, ditto. If it's JFK Jr., because he turns out to be alive, be very, very careful. Because the next thing you know, according to the protocols of Zion, he'll move his butt to Jerusalem, call it Zion, sit on the throne for the Antichrist to descend. And it doesn't matter if you believe it, they believe it. All right? So be very, very on the alert. At all times, and keep remembering the prodigals of Zion. Do not make this mistake of voting your last vote for the King of Kings. As soon as somebody calls himself the King of Kings, we're fucked. Be very careful, right?
On my channel, I've uploaded the entire audiobook, The Protocols of Zion. But if you want to hear part four, it's right here, and I'll leave it below.
Okay, that's Richie from Boston, who is on his way moving west to safer ground. So, yes, correct, all this is written out in the protocols. If you've read them, you know that. If you haven't read them, I urge you to read them and just consider them. Well worth your time. Not very long, it's a short read. Okay, Erica, we got about 2 minutes left.
Oh, boy. Well, I guess, I, you know, I I guess we've got a little bit of breathing space here.
A little bit.
A little bit. But I don't know. I think it's going to be a rough year. I think knowing what we know, with the number of people who have taken this injection, it's going to be rough.
Well, if you remember the alleged video that we got from China with the subtitles in it, CCP spokesman talking to four or five other members of the party, they're quite glad that so many people have taken the shot, especially over here, because they didn't take the same kind of shot that was given out to people here.
That's right.
Know in their minds what's going to happen. Time will tell. You still have time to prepare, and by all means do it. It was 3 years ago in November that the Department of Homeland Security urged everyone to be prepared with food and water and supplies to go for 6 months or longer without electricity. Do you understand what they were doing? They were telegraphing in advance what may very well happen. Not necessarily worldwide, but certainly in significant and substantial areas therein. Final comment, Erica?
Enjoy the reprieve.
Yeah, okay, well said. We'll wish all of you a very good weekend. Take good care.
Yep, good night, everyone. Good night, Jeff.
Good night, Erica, and we will be back Monday. Our best of on Sunday, and then the network, of course, runs the programs right through the weekend. Take good care and try to prepare. Talk soon.